Sorry about that. Yes, we're recording now.
Okay, great. All right. For the record, it's September 8th, 2025, 9 o'clock a.m. I'm Phil Albrechts, hearing examiner for Bainbridge Island. We're holding a pre-hearing conference on Notice of Violation Code 25-0001. Mr. Seligman, the appellant, is with us today, and Mr. Selming representing the City of Bainbridge Island, as well as Peter Best from the Planning Department of Bainbridge. So, as you all know, this is originally scheduled to be the actual hearing, and it looked like maybe we could resolve at least a big portion of the issues by summary judgment. I think the staff report essentially kind of was a summary judgment motion in itself, and then it identified all the code violations and in a bit of detail and why the city believed that those violations existed. I mean, just and I haven't spent hours and hours looking at this, but I've spent a little time looking at it, and it does seem that there isn't a lot of disagreement on the facts. I mean, I know, Mr. Seligman, you disagree as to where the city puts the ordinary high water mark, but it doesn't look like you disagree that the wall is within shoreline jurisdiction, within 200 feet of that. And I don't know where you quite stand. I think that the city's allegations are based on either that the landscaping walls built within 200 feet of the ordinary high water mark, or what they call zone one, which I believe is 30 feet within. And beyond that, from the city perspective, it doesn't matter, exactly where that ordinary high water mark is located. And Mr. Seligman, I don't know, if you dispute that this wall is 30 feet, and you don't have to, commit to any comment on that issue right now, but if you actually agree it's within 30 feet, then it looks like it's just an issue of law. We have to figure out whether the city has correctly applied the law to those facts. That if you're within 30 feet, essentially, you've committed all the violations in the notice of violation. So that's why I thought we could handle this by summary judgment, which where the city would just convert its staff report into a motion for summary judgment. Mr. Seligman, you'd have a chance to respond, and at that point, that would be the time to contest whether or not you think it's within 30 feet of the ordinary high water mark. The city gets a chance to reply, and if it turns out there is no real disagreement about the significant facts, then I can base resolution of this case, as a matter of law, without having to go to a factual hearing, because there's no need for to resolve any differences in opinions on the facts. Now, and Mr. Seligman, I know you had asked essentially for me to approve a settlement. You kind of proposed some terms to resolve this, but I can't force a settlement until I've figured out whether there's been a violation committed or not. And then based on that, I impose what's called corrective action. And at that point, your request for the terms that you wanted would be relevant, and I could look that over. As far as the mediation, I haven't had a chance to look at the code on Mr. Soming. Does the city have any position on Mr. Seligman's request for mediation?
Good morning, Mr. Albrecht. Yes, the mediation provision is a new city's code. City's position is that when Mr. Seligman requested mediation, he was not eligible for that mediation. That is why the city denied his request for mediation. They would oppose the request for mediation. One, he's get too much into the facts, but my understanding is that staff and have had tried to discuss the issue, and I just quite frankly don't believe that further mediation would be
Okay.
particularly helpful.
Well, I guess that's an issue I can resolve post-hearing then. Mr. Seligman, did you have any comments in favor of your request for mediation?
Well, if I can go back for just
Sure.
4 minutes,
Okay.
I have been willing and eager to remove that wall since April 17th. And I'm at a loss as to whether or why it becomes an issue as to the code violation, as to whether or not there's a 30 foot or whether there's a I didn't I what I didn't want to do, Mr. Olbricht, is I get into kind of the weeds. But at the same time, I want to say, and I'm a little bit slow because I'm a little bit older than almost everybody here. I don't know how old you are, but give me just a second to come up with what I'm trying to say.
Sure. Yeah.
There is a there is an argument that could be made for the wall to remain. Some of the things regarding that argument were mentioned by you in your introduction. Some of them are mentioned by me through or by my former kind friend who tried to do me a favor in the statement on appeal. My own thought, again, since the 17th of April, is that the wall should be removed. And it could have been removed at any time if there was some kind of flexibility in connection with the city. And the way that it is calculating the consequences of the misadvice that I was given. There's a distinction in my mind, and maybe in nobody else's. I got bad advice. I'm not defending the advice that I've gotten. I have tried from the beginning of this process, and particularly, I'm calling the beginning April 17th, to come up with an arrangement that the city would approve. One of the arrangements I offered was to take the wall out. I think I even included in that offer, paying the after the fact fee, because I never figured out what an after the fact fee was until I had the impetus of this hearing. But this after the fact fee is almost $10,000 for a 2.5 foot wall that was built in a day and cost $3,000 to build. So I had promised myself I was going to sit through this preliminary hearing because I was afraid I was going to say something that would get me in trouble, because I have done that at home for the last year. But I just wanted to say that to you. And I'll stop talking.
Okay. Well, you know, as I said, I'll look into the mediation request. As Mr. Selmick said, it's a bit unusual that there's such a clause. I think Kitsap County actually has one. That's this problem why Bainbridge Island, they copied Kitsap or vice versa. I don't know. But this is the second time I've heard of mediation being in a city or county code. Oh, can sorry, Mr. Seligman. Sure. Yeah.
Well, just one comment. I had the assistance of the city clerk, and I asked, since 1996, how many times there has been a mediation?
Mm-hmm.
Uno.
Oh, once, but well.
But the point of mediation is something that's quite important to me, because it's supposed to be something that people do when they want to diffuse a situation and accommodate certain things in a personal way with respect to the confidentiality that comes into play, that provides opportunities for creative resolution that were never available, unfortunately, in my direct communication with Mr. Best or Ms. Charnas. And that's why I put at the end of my I'm not going to, I guess I did. I did do a motion. My motion, that's why I put it at the end of my motion. This is my offer. This, and it reflects what I think is reasonable, because they can, the city can still, if you think that I am liable for a permit fee to remove this wall under the literal terms of what that after the fact provision in the code provides, I'd pay that fee. But the tripling for a permit to remove something, as opposed to continue to build something, which is what after the fact means, it doesn't seem reasonable. And it's something that could be talked about in a mediation.
Sure, yeah. And I did just recall, actually, Snohomish County also has that process. And I've done mediation for them, actually, as a alternative hearing examiner, because the main examiner can't be the mediator at the same time. So they called me in to do that. So it's not without precedent. There's no question about that. So as I see, we have several options in moving forward. Like I said, one is I'll look into the city code on mediation and see if that's appropriate here. The other one, Mr. Seligman, and again, I'm just presenting options. I'm not encouraging you to take any particular option. But another one is, if you admit to the violations, then I can jump straight to the corrective action and figure out what's fair and address your request for relief there. The third is, going through the summary judgment motions, which, the parties can submit briefing, and then I can figure out what the law requires and issue a decision. And after that, address what's proper corrective action. And finally, is just going straight to the hearing, without any summary judgment motion. So, Mr. Selming, what do you, like I said, I'm going to look into the mediation option. If that doesn't work, what would be preferable for the city here? You probably want Mr. Seligman to admit to all violations, but let's set that aside.
Go ahead. I don't want to. I've talked enough.
Oh, sir. Mr. Olbex, I think the city's preference would be to dispose of this appeal through some form of summary judgment motion, or if Mr. Seligman admits the violation, some sort of summary judgment motion that is limited strictly to what is appropriate in terms of corrective action. I don't think that it is necessary to go through a hearing on the merits, since it doesn't seem like there's too much to dispute on a factual basis. And again, with respect to mediation, the city would oppose to that, but happy to provide additional briefing as to why the city denied that request as well.
Okay. And I take it you've heard Mr. Seligman's offer of removing the wall before. This is not...
I reviewed it, and Mr. Seligman and I chatted briefly on Friday, but I was able to review that.
Okay. And just so everyone's clear, I can't encourage some kind of a settlement, because, that usually involves taking one side or another or giving that appearance. So, in terms of settlement discussions, that's between the city and Mr. Seligman, or a separate mediation process. And Mr. Seligman, I said, sorry to cut you off. You wanted to say something.
No, I just could somebody tell me what the, because I have been become more sensitive about definitions. What does correct? I love corrective action. I'm happy to do corrective action. What's corrective action defined?
Well, that's all the remedies involved for a violation, which would involve, could include removing the wall, restoring the property, paying the fines, applying for the after the fact permit. So it's everything you have to do.
So corrective action is not action on site. Corrective action is all of the dealing with all of the things that the city is inclined to require me to do. Well, that, okay.
Yeah, that's what it boils down to. So I'll tell you, I guess the first thing is to look into that mediation request, and I'll come out with an answer on that within the next week. And then from there, I think by email, we can figure out, whether to do the summary judgment or go straight to hearing, I guess. But I think if the city wants to file, any party can file a motion if they wish. So if I say there's no mediation, we'll do the summary judgment, then go to hearing. And of course, Mr. Seligman, your motion would be considered as well. Mr. Seligman, you talked about additional submissions. If I find that mediation isn't appropriate, then I'll give a deadline for motions, and then you can supplement the motion you've already given by that deadline. So you'll be able to add anything relevant that you want to your motions.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Okay, anything else from any of the parties?
So to clarify, Mr. Olbrecht, you'll look into the mediation requests, and if it would be all right with you, I'd like to submit briefing or at least an answer to kind of, or not an answer, an email to kind of explain the city's position. And then depending on that answer, then we can determine whether it would be necessary to proceed to summary judgment motions. I think you'll set a hearing from there or set filing dates. Is that correct?
Yeah. All right. I forgot you mentioned you wanted to address that issue in more detail. So how much time do you need? A week?
I think a week should be fine to at least brief the mediation issue. It's, again, a bit of unusual code, but I think it's relatively straightforward. So.
Okay. And Mr. Seligman, I'll give you 3 days after that to provide a response.
I have a little problem, and I thought I had written about it.
Oh, that you're out of town.
I'm on an airplane to go to Virginia Beach to see my daughter, Ramona, chief in the Navy, and I'm gone for the next week and a half. And I've got house guests coming the following 3 days. I'm assuming that I would have a chance to respond to the city's briefing.
That's what I was asking you about. So when could you provide a response then?
I have a calendar, but my keyboard is on top of it. And of course, since I'm gone, Mr. Songing can have a little more time. It's perfectly fine if he wants to use that time.
Oh yeah, yeah. Once I get a date from you, I'll extend his probably. Okay.
If you could consider me back on the 23rd with my guests and the trip, if I could have until the 29th of September to respond.
Okay. All right. See 29th. So Mr. Sami, maybe get yours in by the 19th then? Well, he's going to be back the 23rd, so I guess you could do it on the 22nd.
The 22nd works for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then the city, Mr. Sami, you can have 2-day reply. Get your reply in by the 1st.
Understood.
Okay, so Mr. Seligman, rather, I will start off with Mr. Selman. Your briefing is due by the 22nd on the mediation issue. Mr. Seligman will get something to a response by the 29th and the city by the 1st of October. Anything else before we wrap it up? All right.
Yep. Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, everyone.
Goodbye.